Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your teacher and host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me today. And I want to begin today, this Tuesday morning, talking about the God who never changes. Boy, how we need something that is constant, that you can count on. Because the world in which we live is in continual fluctuation, continually changing. You know, if my parents, grandparents, were suddenly brought back into this era, this time in which we live now, they would be stunned. They would be shocked. They would be stunned and shocked by the incredible technology that has come onto the scene. I think they would be even more shocked by the change in morality that has taken place in the world in which we live. And the world is completely changing. This is not something new. There was an ancient philosopher who talked about this, and he made the statement that is also often repeated. He said, "You cannot step into the same river twice." You cannot step into the same river twice because the water that you stepped in the first time, it has already flown on down away from you. And new water coming from upriver is now flowing by you. So it's a different stream. It's a different river. You have also changed. We are continually changing outwardly and inwardly. There is a fluctuation and change. And so the world is completely changing. In my lifetime, born in 1947, it is incredible the changes that I have seen, both outwardly, technologically, but also spiritually, morale, the changes of people's, the public's perception of morality, of sexuality, of marriage, and so on. It's incredible the changes that are going on. Politicians continually changing, testing the winds to see what is popular, what is faddish, and adjusting their beliefs to go with what is culturally popular and acceptable. You know, and in a situation like this, we need to know what is constant, what we can put our trust in, what doesn't change. And there is only one thing that doesn't change, and that is God. That is our Creator, Almighty God, who has revealed Himself in the person of Jesus of Nazareth and revealed Himself to us in His Word. Let me just read some passages, and we'll talk about this. And I want this to put a faith, a settledness, and a boldness down in your heart, these scriptures we're going to read. And these are not all the scriptures about God's constance and His unchangeableness. These are just a sampling of scriptures. But one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 102, and I'm going to read verses 25 through 27. And the psalmist said, "Of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands." Wow, the heavens. I've always been interested in astronomy from the time I was a kid. And so I've been very interested in articles I have seen on the internet of discoveries of this new space telescope. First of all, the Hubble telescope, but the more recent James Webb telescope. And it's amazing, the universe, the billions and billions, not only of stars in our galaxy, Milky Way galaxy, but billions of galaxies, quasars. You know, what do they call them? Dark, the dark holes. There is, that's not what they're called. But these massive holes that are sucking everything into them. Maybe they are called dark holes. Anyway, that's what they are, because no light can escape from them. But it's incredible. And they show us the infinite wisdom and limitless power of our God. And there is an order to everything, to the universe. I know there is one scientist who has said that, yes, he is a believer, who has said that the whole universe is finely tuned to sustain life here on this one little planet, floating through space, rotating around a star. Wow. And then you think about the things like the ozone layer that filters out the deadly rays of the sun, and the magnetic shield around the earth that protects the earth from solar winds, and how the earth is the exact distance from our sun, and the exact size, and the moon is the exact size to sustain life. And we have exactly the right atmosphere with the right combination of nitrogen and oxygen and other chemicals. And this atmosphere that is exactly the right combination of these different elements, they're not something that are just static there. No, they are being constantly created and kept in place by the tides that are caused by the moon, because the moon is exactly the right size and our sun is the exact right size of the star. And I mean, I'm just touching on the surface. And all of this, my friends, even the astronomers and scientists can see, if they're willing to admit, there is incredible evidence of design, of a designer, a great designer who has designed everything. You know, it takes a lot of faith to be an atheist. It takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot more faith to be an atheist than it does just to look at some of these things and say, hey, yes, there is a God out there who created everything. And the psalmist said, you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Yes, they are. They will perish. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Well, even the scientists and astronomers, they say, you know, that everything has a lifespan. They will perish, but you are the creator. You remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. Yeah, even the psalmist said, hey, everything is changing. Everything is wearing out. But you will never change. You will have no end. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't we thankful that we serve the living God, the Creator, who never changes? There's so many more to read, so I'll read a couple. In Malachi 3:6, God said, for I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. And his point is, I don't change. I made some promises to your ancestors. I made some promises to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. And you better be glad that I don't change, sons of Jacob, or you would already be consumed. But I am God. I don't get up on the wrong side of the bed one morning and say, you know, I'm just in a bad mood today. No. Yeah, God gets angry. We see that in Scripture. But he doesn't change. His principles never change. His principles, his character, his attributes, who he is, never changes. This is why we can count on him. This is why we can trust him and trust his word, because he never changes. He doesn't fluctuate and change. And I'll close with Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My friends, his principles, his word, his character, his attributes never change. You cannot put your trust in politicians. You cannot put your trust in the systems of this world, because they may change tomorrow. You cannot put your faith in the American system. I am an American. I've written books about America. But we cannot put our faith in the American system. The American system will ultimately pass away when God is through with it. But Jesus Christ and his kingdom will never pass away. There are passages in the Old Testament about the coming Messiah. It talks about of his kingdom there will be no end. His kingdom will be constant, no change. Have you bought into his kingdom? Have you bought into that which is eternal and which will never change? If you haven't, you need to do so today, because the kingdoms of this world are passing away. They are doomed. They will have their end. They will come crashing down. So many empires and kingdoms in history have already come and gone. The Babylonian kingdoms in their day, it seemed like they were eternal. They would last forever. The Babylonian kingdom, the kingdom of the Medes and Persians, the kingdom of ancient Greece and Alexander the Great, the Roman Empire, but these kingdoms and so many others, they have all come and gone. And the kingdoms that we see today, they have come, they will go. But there is one kingdom that will have no end. I hope if you haven't already, you will buy in to that which is constant, that which is eternal, that which does not change. And that is Almighty God, who has revealed himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the bookstore. I'll tell you how to check it out on tomorrow's podcast, Eddie Hyatt, about the new Hyatt Institute. I'm really excited about Bible training, ministry training for the worldwide body of Christ. We'll share more about that later, and I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.